နဝရိဒဒိနိဒဒနာရှိတာယေရှိတို့ဒီကံလေးသူနာနတဂျူလူဂျီကာမဂျူလူလာဂျူဒါပိမန္ဒဘဝဒချင်းကြီးသာဂျာနီဩဂျူဒါသောဟာတိတင်ရရင်ဒီငိတတီနောနီဩဒတီအောင်နီတဲတီနာမနလောဘဂျေမီကွန်ဆွန်စရယင်ဂျီစဩဂျူဒါနဒါလောဘကပ်ကဩဒဂျလူကွန်ဆွန်စရတီဒီတပိချင်းကြီးဝတိကွန်နေရစ်ဒါရောမလို့ပခြင်းမီကွန်ဆွန်ပါလားဂျူရသေနာပြေတူပါတော့ဂျိုဟန်တိကပ်တော်သံပရဂျာရောစင်နေရှိရုံကဆတ်တွန်းနေဆောင်ဆိုဆောင်ဟရင်သူဟောဒါပိချင်းကြီးကနော်နေဟောဂျူဒါတနီပြေတူပါတိယီကီတော့ချာတပစင်ကြီးတိချင်းကြီးနော်ကတူပါတိဟုတ်ကြည်ငါစီမရတော့ချင်းပေါ်တင်ရကကြည်ဒီနေကွန်ဒရာကြပါရနေတင်းတော်နေတော့ချက်တော့ကြပါတေးတော့ဒူပါတော့တကြပါတီတွင်ကြီးစက်နေလောက်လောက်ချူဒီပါဟိုတပေးတင်းကြီးကဆက်တော့နေဒီတင်းကြီးကမလို့ပဲဂျီမီကွန်သွန်ပါလာမှာဟိုတညဂျဲကူဝန်သူစီဟိုကြည်တော်ငါဆက်တွန်းနေဆောင်းချောင်းကြီ
း So,We started in the morning to go through the 12 examples that illustrate or give us a meaning to understand better the illusory body, and we say that those 12 examples are actually extracted from the text called the Compendium of the Vajra Primordial Awareness. We went through those 12 examples, and at the end of that, we have a quotation from the Illuminating Lamp, which states that these are the ways of illustrating the learner's illusory body.So we can have the illusory body at the level of being a learner, and of course we can have it later on. When applied to illustrate the non-learner's illusory body, the sixth and the tenth examples are applied to that which is compatible in that context. So if we want to discuss, if we want to give some examples that are relevant and describe the illusory body at the state of a non-learner, then the sixth example, which is like an echo, the echo which is the secondary sound produced under certain conditions that is issued out of the original sound, and the tenth example, which is like a lightning in the midst of clouds, since it abides inside the aggregates of the maturation body, are said to be the best examples describing that.
ဩဂျိတတိနေယံဘယံဒုဒ္ဓရမသတ္တံသတ္တံဤဆောင်သောဩဂျိတတိနိမလောဘဂျိမိကံသောသလဂျရယတိတန္နာအတိအောင်တရှိအကျောင်းနာနမဂျိလိလူတောရဂျိမိကံ Tsomba Pyotu Padang Chivyu Kapsa Naman Chiyu Luchi Tola Trivya Luchi Chivyu Tongyo Nam Nyamu Hose Wachi Tati Nika Loksa Songyati Wachi Tam Maloba Kapsa Tupadu Jin Changgo Wada Kwampan Toba Kapsa Tam Chiyu Tawati Chiyu Nanjurwati Chiyu Ngarji Mhambu Nyenpa Kalu Tang Wada Jilu Nika Nriwa Machi Pachi
Now, we continue with the author actually stating his own opinion and says, the author says, I wonder whether this means that in the context of the sixth and the tenth examples which illustrate the illusory body that has discarded the maturational body, they are applied to the emanated body as the substitute of the maturational body. So this is the question put forward by the author Naum Peldon. Now, we say that when one reaches the state of no more learner, and the union of a non-learner and manifest the state of Vajradhara, at that point one would sever the connection between the subtle body and the gross maturational body. Now, prior to that, it is said that one continues this connection, one keeps this connection, right? So for that reason, it says, I wonder, the author puts up his own question on the issue.
Oggi da dinda chi da da dinida yon di ane pe jinni ga na ne da tong ni song ja ga pe jinni yu wa ro wa ti no ni malam ji pe di malam ji lu se ne o da ti ne pe di ji pe yan ni chao de ji wa ri se pe nan chao de ji wa yin di chao de ji wa yin lu yan tong di pe yan na pe tong ji chun tan ja ni ji li la ngi wa ji ba ko wa sa ma ta Jalila ji teta chanda wa kuwa tam chi gari is. Manam ka ludi yanda manda wa kuwa chi ba ti teni lakzinda wadi kari wari se na pi nyi ji teni chonshi pi jalu lam ji ngor chi ji me la ase. Wada ji chonshi pi wada jalu di lam ji ngor pi yanda so lam ji ngor chi ji wa ma ri is. Da manam ka ludi se ji Da manam ka lu se na manam ji manam ka yer ka manam ji manam yuwa kab ji manam ji lu se ji di dela ji nam ji ngor chi ji yuwa re se na manam la di yu bi shar dang se. Ji manam tang wa ji manam ma tang wa kab ka yurwa nda wo penpa tang ya ka yurwa manam ngui je dang wa dan ji da manam ka yur ngui ji sam ji jimi lu ji Jalugo Jurmin Jixamayan Tongari, Pijana Tinda Yuva Maris, Sombata Pijana Mibi Charas, or that Tinda Jixandin.
Now we continue with examining the value, let's say, of the rest of these examples. And it says, from among the 12 examples, the example of the dream body is the best. The other 11 examples are merely for understanding that there is definite generation of an illusory body through appropriately applying meanings to the example. Not only that, but from among those 11 examples, the illusory bodies of those illustrating examples are not generated in the nature of the path, but the dream body is. So the example of the dream body, saying that the illusory body is like the dream body, it says to be the best example because in the case of the dream body, you can bring that into the path. With any of the other examples, you cannot transform the nature and turn them into the path. And why is that? Because the three, the preparatory, the actual, and the concluding stages of a dream. Now, when we talk about the preparatory stage of a dream, this refers, let's say, to preliminary stages of the dream, the time where one sets one motivations and thinks, I need to have this type of dreams. is the actual time of the dream, and the concluding is at the end of that experience. So we have those three stages of a dream. They illustrate the three, the preparatory, the actual, and the concluding of the illusory body. And the other examples do not do this. And the next paragraph continues with explaining actually how the three stages, the preparatory, the actual, and the concluding of the dream, illustrates the three stages of the illusory body. Because it says that the three empties preceding the illusory body, so these are the three types of minds that are generated just before the attainment of the illusory body, they are illustrated by the three empties of sleep. And so this refers to the preparatory stage. Then it says the dream body illustrates the illusory body. This is the actual part. And one who has attained the illusory body, seizing the emanated body, is illustrated by the dream body separated from the gross body, re-entering the gross body. So in the case of dream, you have the gross body, and you have the person who falls asleep, and once the dream body is generated, that is separated from the gross body. And after a while, that dream body comes back and re-enters within that gross sleeping body, right? The body that is asleep.